Okay, today we're going to do Tosefes Shvius. So as a chazara, I hope you guys remember what are the four malachos that are usher during Shvius. So you should know by now, it's a Zriya, it's a Zmira, it's a Ksira, it's a Bitsira. Those are the four. And then we saw discussions about Noteya, we saw about Choresh, and I know Yitzhak Yari was very excited about the mission he saw about Tosefes Shvius, so that's what we're going to do today. Understanding the nature of Tosefes Shvius and which malachas are usher during Tosefes Shvius. So the Gemara really begins in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph.
Whoa, hold
on. Tosefes Shvius. Rosh Hashanah. Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Shai, you have your Gemara open?
Okay. At home.
Ah, that's safer. So the Gemara says the four lines from the top of Tes Amud Aleph. Udmosifin michol al kodesh min olam. What's the source that in general, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, that one is supposed to be mosif kedusha onto the kedushas yom? So it says the Brisa, the Tanya, one should plow and reap, and he should rest from these two actions. He shouldn't reap, he shouldn't plow, rather he should rest. Now this pasuk recites, that's the entire pasuk. This pasuk is talking about Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomer Charish. So firstly, that this pasuk is unnecessary to teach anything about Shabbos, because we already know that Shabbos is also to do all melacha. So therefore, it has to be referring to Shemitah. So now we establish it's referring to Shemitah because Shabbos is unnecessary. Then on top of that, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomar Charish V'Katzir Shel Shvius itself. You don't have to tell me that you can't plow and then you can't reap during actual Shvius. Sherei Kvar Nemar, as you guys probably know well already, the pasuk in the beginning of Pahar, saw the Chalo Sizra, the
Chulik.
It's Aser. At least four Melachos are Aser. So we see that this is a Melacha. So what's this pasuk coming to tell me? Ella, to tell me that Erev Shvius, sixth year, where we find ourselves in right now, the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, it's already usher to start plowing the fields. It's called Tosefes Shvius. And the Katzir Shel Shvius, at the end of Shvius, into the eighth year, Hayotzi Lemotzi Shvius, in the eighth year, you can't cut the tevuah and the grains that grew during Shemitah.
Wait, who said that second opinion?
This is all one opinion. This is all Rabbi Kiva. All Rabbi Kiva saying that the extra pasuk Charish Katzir is telling me that you have to add Tosefes Shvius in the beginning, and you have to add Tosefes Shvius at the end.
Oh, time out. Tosefes Shvius includes Choresh, which Shvius itself doesn't.
Ah, beautiful. Great Hara. Great Hara. So that's what we spoke last time. According to Rabbi Kiva, that Charisha is also during actual Shvius.
Yeah.
That's a Dar Pashatim. What's his source? So that might be what we saw the other day about the Klal Prado Klal. Oh, we're supposed to discuss the Gemara in Pesachim about Charisha. That's what we were supposed to do last time. You're right about that. We didn't do that. Okay, maybe we'll have to come back to that another time. But you're right. It's a great Hara. The clear Rabbi Kiva assumes that Charisha is Aser in Shvius itself. How he knows that? Either Klal Prado Klal, or he might think that Charisha is considered a Tolda of Zareya, maybe. There's a Rashi in Pesachim that says that. But very good point. Now that is all according to the according to Rabbi Akiva. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and argues. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharish Rishus Avkat Rishus. He says this pasuk has nothing to do with Shemitah. It has to do with Shabbos still, because that's the pasuk talking about Shabbos. So what's it telling me about Shabbos? Just like Charisha plowing, any plowing that you're ever going to do is always going to be a voluntary Charisha. I never have to do Charisha. It's always a Rishus. So too, what's aser on Shabbos is only a ketzira of rishus, a voluntary ketzira that I'm deciding to do on my own. However, a ketzira that's not rishus, that's a mitzvah, yatsa ketzir haomer shu mitzvah. To exclude, then when it comes to harvesting the grains for the purpose of the carbon omer that's brought on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, that is actually permitted to be done on Shabbos. That's what we learn from the pasuk, that a ketzira de mitzvah is permitted. Okay, so that's the halacha.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shvi'i.
Tir Shamitzvah?
Tir Shamitzvah, exactly. For the Karban Omer. Okay. And by the way, this was where that Tosos was. We discussed, just to give you a perspective here, the Tosos in the bottom is where we saw the question of how much Katsira is allowed to be done during Shemitah. Remember we said?
Yeah.
So that was his Tosos down here, the second Dibur Maschil of a Katsir. Okay, so that's the starting point of Machlokes, whether Tosavis Shvius exists or it does not exist. Rabbi Kiva thinks it does exist. Rabbi Shmuel thinks it does not exist. Okay. Now, let's move to a Gemara Mori Katan. We do a lot of Gemara today, I think. The Gemara Mori Katan, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll go through Gemara quickly, but I think it's Kedai. Okay, let's take Gimel Mabez. We're going to come back to the top of the Gemara, but for now let's start from around 10 lines down. The last word in the line is Mai.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Yitzchak, you're with us also?
Yeah.
The word Mai. Mai Yom Shlefnei Rosh Hashanah. Gemara previously had mentioned the concept of Tosavos Shvi'is. So what exactly are the days? How many days before Rosh Hashanah must one start the halachas of Shvi'is? Kiditzna, the Mishnah tells us, Ad Masai Choreshin Besada Ilan. In a tree field, when should a person stop planting? We're going to go through this pretty quickly. An Erev Shvi'is, Beishami Omrim Kolzman Shiyafa Lepri. Whenever the plowing is still good for the previous year's fruit, one may do it. And Beishil Omrim Ad Atzeres, no, Shvu'as comes, you stop, regardless of whether it's good. Exactly. And the Mishnah concludes there, Krovim Divre Elu Lioske Divre Elu. They're very similar times. When it's no longer good for the fruit, that's about the same time as Shvu'as. They're not too different. And then the Mishnah says, quote, Gemara quotes, "Bad Masai Choreshin Sada Halavan." Up until now, we were talking about Sada Ilan, a tree field. Now we're talking about Sada Halavan, a white field, which is a grain field, a wheat field, or a barley field. What's the measurement? When do you stop plowing Erev Shvi'is? Erev Shvi'is Mishatich LaHalecha, when the moisture stops in the ground. There's no more moisture in the ground. Because Manshe B'nei Adam Choreshin Litiyah Makshos Madlos, which is around the same time where people begin to plant watermelon and gourds. So that time is when one has to stop plowing for the stelavan. Rabbi Shimon argues, Omer im Kain, if that's the case, Nasna Torah Shilach Lechaviach Biado. That means my field might plant. I might plant my gourds at different times. Then you're going to plant your gourds and melons, and everyone's going to stop the plowing at different stages, and that's not going to look so good. So Rabbi Shimon therefore says, Ela Besade Halavan Ada Pesach Besade Ilan Ada Tzeres. He likes to have a uniform time when it comes to stelavan. Pesach is the last time you could plow. When it comes to a tree field, the Atzeres is the last time you could plow. Shavuos. So that's when Tosavos Shvi'is begins. Then Gemara comes along and says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar, Rabbi Gamliel ubeis Dino, Rabbi Gamliel got his basin together, Nimnu, they gathered together and decided, Al Shnei Prakam Halalu, these two Prakam, these two chapters, these two time periods, namely Pesach and Atzeres for Tosavos Shvi'is, Ubatlam, they completely got rid of Tosefes Shvi'is. That's it, doesn't exist anymore. Gemara asks the obvious question, Amalei Rabbi Zeila Riabo. Amalei others say, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dino, Heichi Matzi Mevatli Takanta de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How could Rabbi Gamliel, as great as he was, how could he mevatil a gzera that a previous door of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, no less, that they created? V'hotnan, the mission Edios teaches us, a concept that's used many times in Shas. Ein basin yachol levatel divrei basin chaveiro. You can't make a levatel someone else's basin unless elim kein gadol mimenu b'chachma uveminyan. And that wasn't the case when it came to Rabbi Gamliel versus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How could they do that? Ishtomim kishachada, which is a passing of Daniel, tells us he kind of got flustered and didn't know the answer, didn't have a response. So then Amalei, so he says, Eimor kachin subehim b'neim kol arutz levatel yavov yatel. So maybe Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, when they made the institution of Tosefes Shvi'is, they said, maybe as follows. There's a built-in stipulation that anybody who wants to come along later on can be Bevatel if they so please. That was part of the creation of the Gzeira in the first place. So it's built in, allowing an exit strategy. And Rabbi Gamliel took advantage of that and said, okay, we're going to use that and Bevatel Tosefes Shvi'is. The Gemara doesn't like that so much. The Gemara challenges that. Did who he? Was it really the institution of Eis Hillel Beis Shammai that created this? Halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai, who? It's a Masorah we have from Moshe Mi-Sinai. Nothing to do with the Takana.
What, you can move out,
though? That this... I mean, Vinishi wanted to know how can you be Mevatel the Tosefta Shviyos.
We said...
They built in a the ability to weigh out.
It was Mevatel, the Gemara then says that it was Halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai.
Right, the Gemara said exactly. It wasn't a Gzera based Hillel Beis Shammai. It was a Halachah Moshe Mi-Sinai.
Who was the one who instilled that or instituted that... they can be
also Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Initially, Gemara thinks when they made the institution of Tosefta Shviyos, they made a little clause that if a later Beis Hillel wants to undo it, they may. But then the Gemara says it couldn't be Beis Shammai Beis Hillel who made this Tosefta Shviyos, because we know as we're about to see, it's actually a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. De Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas Beis Chorson. What do they say? Esenetios. Esenetios is a way they would plow the halachas of Tosefta Shviyos, without getting into the details so much. It's a halacha related to Tosefta Shviyos. And Arava, which is the mitzvah of going around the Mizbeach, you guys might remember when you learned Sukkah, going around the Mizbeach with the Aravos. And the third mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, these three mitzvahs are all halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So included in that was the halacha of Esen Netios, which is related to Tosefta Shviyos. So we therefore see that Tosefta Shviyos is in fact halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And then Rav Gamliel cannot be Mevatel Tosefta Shviyos. So then the Gemara says, "Oh, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ki gemiri hilchasa." When we have the concept of halachah l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that's only with respect to the shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. That starting Aleph Elul, those 30 days is Tosefta Shviyos mehalachah l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Then Asu Hani, then came along Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Takun mipasach u'matzer. So they extended Tosefta Shviyos on a Dirabon level to go so far back to Pesach and Shavuos respectively. The Asnu Bididu, and then they made this clause within that institution of extending it, Kol HaRod Shilvatel Yavo V'Yivatel. Anybody who wants to Bivatel this addition can. But no one's able to touch the 30 days on El, up until El. It's only the addition ones, and all the way back to Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres, and Pesach. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me Tosefta Shviyos is Halach Moshe Mi-Sinai, V'Hani, Hilchas Aninu? Kroninu to Pasuk, like we just saw before in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes. Becharish v'katzir tishbrel. I'll go through it quickly since you know it well by now. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzarech Lomer Charish v'katzir Shavuos. Sharei Karnemar Sat Chalosis Rav Charmer Chalosis Mar. We already know you can't do melacha during Shavuos. Ella Charish al Eres Shavuos Shenichnas Lishavuos v'katzir Shavuos Shatzal Motzai Shavuos. Rabbi Kiva says it's a mafresh pasuk that tells me to Tosefta Shavuos. It's not a halach Moshe Mi-Sinai. Rabbi Shmuel responds Omer as we saw in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Macharish v'shavuos af katzir v'shavuos yotzu k'tira Omer shehi mitzvah. So we see it's a pasuk. Not halach l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Ella Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak ki gemir hilchasa l'misha yalda kra l'meisa zikena. So Gemara says, no, you're right. We have a halach l'Moshe Mi-Sinai and we have a pasuk. Halach l'Moshe Mi-Sinai tells me that you're allowed to plow yalda, which are, I guess, underdeveloped, younger trees, which need that's permitted. However, the pasuk tells me it's also to do the zikena, also to do the well-developed trees. Then the Gemara says, wait a second. When do you have the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that one may plow for the younger trees, isn't it obvious that therefore the older trees may not be plowed?
Right.
So El Gemar finally concludes, Hilchasa l'Rabbi Shmuel, k'ra l'Rabbi Kiva. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the pasuk is according to Rabbi Kiva. So let's chaz it for a moment, not the whole thing, but just the maskana. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that Rabbi Kiva found the source for Tosefta Shviyos. Rabbi Shmuel says that pasuk has nothing to do with Tosefta Shviyos at all. So we have the question, does Rabbi Shmuel reject the concept of Tosefta Shviyos? No, this Gemara tells us, actually, he thinks it's Halach Moshe Mi-Sinai. Not from the pasuk, because that's for another purpose, but he has a Masorah that Halach Moshe Mi-Sinai tells us that Tosefta Shviyos is such a concept. Now, the Gemara goes on to say, even within Rabbi Shmuel, that he thinks the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is only that bizman habeis hamigdash kaim, only then is there such a concept of Tosefta Shviyos. But bizman hazeh, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is that there is no Tosefta Shviyos. And that's how he paskin. The Rambam paskins, there is no Tosefta Shviyos bizman hazeh. So you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can completely plow and work the land up until Rosh Hashanah.
That's from Rishmael.
Rishmael, exactly. Gemara's understanding of Rishmael, that's how he paskin.
One. Thank you, Sadiq.
Bekiva thinks it's Tosefta Shviyos, it exists, but we don't pass it like him. He thinks it would start from Elul perhaps even earlier, Pesach Shavuos. So that's the in terms of Halach L'maisa. Now let's understand a little bit. That's the background. That's the basics of Tosefes Shviyos. So now, what is Asur during Tosefes Shviyos? So we already know from Rabbi Kiva, as you guys pointed out, that obviously Harisha is Asur during Tosefes Shviyos. What about Noteya, Netiya? We spoke about that during Shviyos itself. That's Machlokas. What about Netiya during Tosefes Shviyos? So this is a machlokas, a three-way machlokas about Netiyah. Let's look through the sources. So go to the Gemara Shoshana now, Daf Tes Amud Beis. I'll let you guys write down and tell me when you get there. So let's go to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Testament Beis now. And the Gemara says on the bottom, a few lines up, Tanu Rabban. Echad hanoteya, echad hamavrich, echad hamarkiv, erev shviz shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, also loshana, umutter lekaimam b'shviz. So if a person starts working the land 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, during the sixth year, so, and then Rosh Hashanah comes. That's counted as a full year in terms of Arla, not our issue right now. And a person may also keep it during Shviz. It's not considered Shviz since he was working land beforehand. But if it's Pachos Mishloshim Yom, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's within the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning in Elul, then Lo also Lo Shana, it's not considered a full year for Arla. And Aser, Lekayim Mishviz, one may not keep it during Shviz. It's considered Shviz fruits. So why is Netiya Asur? So we see, if again, someone planted a tree in Elul, it has a status of Shemitah of the following year. Why? So Pasuk Pshat, look at the bottom Rashi here. Parchas Mishloshim Yom Lo Also Lo Shana Ad Tishrei Haba Im Eino Erev Shvius V'im Erev Shvius. If it's an Erev Shvius year, it's the sixth year, like this year, you start planting in Elul, and in Elul, Asur L'Kaimam Mishum, exactly, Tosefes Shvius. Exactly. Shemosifin Michol Al Kodesh. It's clear from Rashi that Tosefes Shviyos applies even to Netiya. Now let's look at Tosfos. Dibur Maskul Mutu L'Kaimam B'Shviyos. Okay. So look at Tosfos. You see around halfway down the Tosfos, the last few words on the line is Tema, the Berk, Teperk, Beis, Deshvius.
Where?
It's Tosfos. In the Dior Maskul Mutter. It says last few lines, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Last word is Deshvius.
Yeah.
Tema, the Beperk, Beis, Deshvius. Ask Tosfos. Tanan, the Mishnah taught us, Umaisi la beperkam de Moikatan, the Moikatan quotes this Mishnah, Shechorishin besad halavan ad Pesach, you could plow up until Pesach like we just saw, Ubesad da ilan ad atzeres, when it comes to trees, until Shavuos we have, Vechemin da filu lita betchila, Shari b'shloshim yon lefnei Rosh Hashanah, since we permit you to do Netiya anytime the 30 days beforehand, even in Av, we don't say go so far back as Pesach and Shavuos, my aser lachor. So why is plowing aser? It should be all the same halacha. Either all malachas are going to be aser from atzeres and pesach, or it's not going to be. Lishri nami lachor shad lifnei rosh hashanah shloshim yom. We should also permit you to do charisha up until the last 30 days, just like netiya. So what's the difference between netiya and charish? Netiya is permitted before elul. Charish is only permitted all the way back before shavuos and pesach. Why is there a big gap? You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
So answers Tosfos. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. D'lo hechmir b'netiyah kemo b'charisha. They were machmir for netiyah like they were for charisha. Mishum d'ein tosefes shviz d'araisa b'netiyah el b'charisha. The only melacha that applies to tosefes shviz is charisha and not netiyah against Rashi. D'chsiv b'ekra k'dida shinu la'el b'charish v'katzer tishvos. And moreover, writes Tosos, oh, yesh li tein tam, I'm going to give a reason for this. Mishum dechol chorish erev shviz havi lahoil b'shviz. Any plowing during the erev shviz is only to benefit the upcoming year of Shemitah. Aval ein les, or erev shviz li tal machmas she'ilan gadol, but you're going to tell me I can't plant in erev shviz because it's going to grow during the actual shviz? Tosos says, if that's the case, then all trees should always be asur, because all trees are always constantly growing. So you can't view Neti as helping their seventh year. Trees are always constantly growing. So therefore, Harisha, however, he says, is there to assist the planting of Shvius. That's why Harisha, there's only Issa Derais of Harisha, but not by Netiyah. Okay, so the Machlok is Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, now without getting too, there's a Gemara in Yudam and Beis also. There's a somewhat of a challenging Gemara. The Machlokes Rashi, Tosis Rama, how to learn the Gemara. I'm not going to go into it. What comes out from that Gemara, though, that Tosis rather, is that Tosis says that it's aser to do netziah on Tosav Shvius, midirabanan, and a person was over v'nata, if he went against it, was noteh anyways, that tree is still mutter. It's consistent with what he said here. He just says that there's an Issa Derbanan on top of that, and if one violated the Issa Derbanan, it's not going to be, it will not aser the tree. So again, we have Rashi that says aser midiraisa, it sounds like, to do netziah. Rabbeinu Tam says it's aser midirabanan, and there's another Rabbeinu Tam, the same person, but Tosas Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying it's completely mutter. There's not even an Issa Derbanan of netziah during Tosav Shvius. That's what Tosas Rush says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Beis. Yes. Your question, Yishaya?
Joking.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's Tosas Rush in Yudam and Beis. I'm sorry. On Yudam and Beis.
Tosas on Yudam and Beis?
Yeah, Tosas Rush on Yudam and Beis, who quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying it's completely mutter. So what is the nature of this machlokas, whether netziah is going to be usher during Tosav Shvius or not? Upstairs only, okay?
Upstairs.
No, only on this floor. Don't go up or down any stairs. Okay. So what's the Nekudas Machlokas? What are they arguing about? What the Tia's us are doing to Tosef Shvius? Any suggestions?
Discussion.
What is that exactly is the Machlokas? Whether the Tia is usher during Tosef Shvius or not usher during Tosef Shvius? So, one suggestion is based on what we spoke about a couple of shiur ago, that whether or not netziah is bechlal zeriyah or not. Is netziah separate? Is it a tolda? Is it actually zeriyah? That
this,
might be one.
Netziah was the one where you take something
the tree, exactly. Put the tree in. And zeriyah was for seeds. So if you understand netziah is part of zeriyah, so that should be aser, just like zeriyah is aser. If you think netziah is something separate, then you might think that it is an aser during Tosav Shvius. That might be one direction to go. Again, the relationship of netziah to zeriyah. But there might be another approach as well. And that's how to understand the nature of Tosef Shvius. Let's look back to the Gemara Moed Katan, Gimel Amud Beis. So you could do it here, just put the sound off. Okay, so what does the Gemara Moed Katan and Gimel Amud Beis tell us? The Gemara says on the top, this is 6 lines down from the top. Moed Katan, yeah. Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. It says, Yamim Shosifu Chachamim L'Sunei Rosh Hashanah. Gimel Amud Beis.
Yeah.
Six lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said that Yamin Shel Sifu Chachamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, the days that the Chachamim added on to before Rosh Hashanah, Hachi Kamar, Yachol Yilke Al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. One might think you should get Malkus on this added days, on Tosefes Shvius. The Asim Yibacharish Vikatsu Tishbos, that's learned out from the source of Rabbi Kiva. The Nasiv La Tamuda, the Ftura, Kidabin Lamei Mala Kaman. And the Gemara later on is going to tell us that no, there's not going to be any Malkus here. Because the Gemara, as we saw right in the Gemara before, that really because it's Hilchos Moshe Mitzrayim, Halach Moshe Mitzrayim, and therefore you don't get Malkus on Halach Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, but there's a Havmina to say here that you get Malkus on Tosefes Shvius. Now this Havmina is going to be very, very important. So let's look at Rashi, the language of Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi, Dibur Maskil, Yomim Shelfnei Rosh Hashanah.
There
is Malchus on Tosefes Shvius. How does that happen? What Rashi? Rashi, deeper Maskil, Yomim, Eshelefnei Rosh Hashanah. You guys with me?
Yeah.
So says Rashi. Yomim shelefnei Rosh Hashanah shel shvius shehu tosefes al hashvius. Any thoughts about that, Rashi?
So Rosh Hashanah.
Anything interesting about how he formulates that?
Yom shelefnei Rosh shel shvius, which is tosefes shvius.
Right.
He's already calling Shvius.
Not quite. Let's look at Tosos and we'll look back to Rashi. Look at Tosos, Dibra Maskel, Yachol Yilke al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. So asks Tosos, Im Tomar, Malkus Minolim. Why would you get Malkus and Tosefes Shvius? What's the source? When do you get Malkus in general, guys? Which types of Averos?
Where's Rashi?
Rashi, Dibur Maskil, Yamin. Now I'm doing Tosos, though.
Malkus Minolim.
Right, so, in Tomer, Malkus Minolim. How do you know that you get Malkus? What's a half a minute to think you get Malkus for Tosefes Shvius? So what's the rule? When do we get Malkus? Which types of Averos?
Deraisa.
Alav, right. It has to be lo, sase. It has to be no. You can't do this. But halo, lo ksiv, but Tosefes lav. It's no lav. There's no lav written here. What's written by Tosefes Shvius? What's the source of Tosefes Shvius, guys? Tishbos. It's not a lav, don't say don't do this. Ela ase greda. It's all it is an ase, as the pasuk says, Becharish v'katra tishbos. So how is it such a havmina to think that you should get malchus on Tosefes Shvius? You need a source for that. Says Tosos. Ikla Memar, one could respond as follows. What do we learn from the Pasuk Becharish Vekatsir? Ditzarech Tosefes, you need to add on, pay attention to these words. Kilomar, Shashvis, Maschalas, Mishana Hashishis, Vichol Din Shvis, Yehelishishis. Vidahachi Kamarachmana, the Torah tells me, Dishvis, Maschalas, Kodim Shnas Hashvis, Vimkein hu kishvius.
And Rashi and says shel shvius.
Not the right word you're being emphasizing. So what, first, before you get to Rashi, what does Tosos tell us?
It has to be the year before, the sixth year.
Has to be. Hold on.
It's already.
I got an email from your father, but.
What did I say?
I'm not sure if he's not listening to Shir, but he's saying something about Tosefes Shvius. But, so what is Toso saying?
The beginning of the
Shvius is Mitzchilas Shana Shishis. Holding Shvius.
Shvius begins in the sixth year. Not Rosh Hashanah. It actually begins the sixth year. It's not telling me, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tosefes al HaShvius. You're adding on to Shvius. Tosefes says, it is Kishvius, it is Shvius. Do you view Tosefes Shvius as a separate halacha? Or is it really just pulling Shvius earlier?
How does he answer the question, though,
Tosefes? Tosefes says, you think Shemitah starts Rosh Hashanah? You're wrong. Shemitah actually starts Elul. And all the halachas apply to it. That means this is Ria and this Ksira all begin Elul. That's the lav. It says Sad Chalo Sisra. Chamer Chalo Sismor. Well, Rashi says, no. Shvius starts Al Tishrei. It happens to be they added a separate unit of time onto beforehand.
Whether Shvius is a completely separate entity or whether it's part of Shvius.
Exactly. Now, just bring Rashi's Lashitasa for a moment. There's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. You might remember when we read Rosh Hashanah last time, Beis Amin Aleph. Oh, we didn't have it here. Remember, I think Yitzchak Yar read Rosh Hashanah, Beis Amin Aleph. Dima Maskil Shmitin, you remember that? I don't have it in front of me. You want to read that for us?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, Beis Amin Aleph. On the Mishnah, Ulu Shmitin, I think was the Dima Maskil.
Ulu Shmitin. Yovos? That one?
Yes.
Mishnechnas Tishrei, Asher Lichrosh, Lizarim, and Amtaira.
What do we learn from this? That's one great point. And when does that?
And Mishnechnas Tishrei.
It starts at Tishrei. It doesn't start Elul. Elul is an Iser Bifnei Atzma. It's an additional Tosefes. It's not viewed as starting on Aleph Elul. It starts in Tishrei. Rashi L'Shitaso. Another Rashi L'Shitaso. This is not really a Rashi we have in front of us. But Tosefes Rosh quotes a Rashi, which we don't have though, asking the same question as Tosos just asked, and different answer. Again, wait for Yehuda Arya. Okay. Tosos Rush asks, Tosos asks the question, why is there having to give Malkus on Tosefes Shvius? There's no source. Answers Rashi as quoted by Tosefes Rosh. There is never such a Havamina to give Malkus Deraisa. Havamina was only to give Malkus Martis. Because Tosefes Shvius isn't a real dinner. It's not, you don't start Shmita earlier. We're not carrying any lavin from Shvius to actual Shvius, Tosefes Shvius rather. It's just an added thing. And it happens to be Naseh. So there's no real Malkus that are given. Only Malkus Derbanim. And this all goes very fine for Rashi and Tosefes. So let me just review. Is Tosefes Shvius an extension of Shvius, and therefore you're going to get Malkus Deraisa, and there's a real lav, or it's only an Isser Tosefes Bifnei Atzmo, and does not carry with it a lav, and it would only be Malkus Mardus at worst. That's the Machlokas and Nafkaminas. Now, the question is, how does this connect and help us with the Machlokas about Netiyah? So, if you assume that Tosefes Shvius is Mamish Kishvius, then you're going to assume all the Dinim of Shvius apply to it as well. And just like you assume that, just like this is according to Tosos, right? Right. Tosos, who says it's Mamish Kishvius, So then all Mlachas of Shvius is going to apply to Tosef Shvius as well, which will include Netiyah. But if you assume that it's a Bifnei Atmo, it may not. It's not an extension of it. The special din of Chari Shekatzu. That's what Nechok is based on. Exactly. You're going to only think that Tosef Shvius is only a Mitzvah Aseh, which is limited to Harisha on Erev Shvius, and Ketzir on Motzei Shvius, but would not include any other things because it's not viewed as an extension of Shvius, and Netiyah therefore wouldn't apply. Request to call Uncle Shimmy, but it's we're about to finish in 2 minutes, so.
You can call him.
Okay, there's a difficulty, though, in this pshat. Difficulty is, Rashi doesn't really line up very well. Because Rashi, in two places, tells us that Tosef Shvius is not an extension. At the same time, he thinks that Netiyah is included in the Tosef Shvius. So, maybe you could suggest, there's a Rashi in Yevamos which seems to argue with the other Rashi. Rashi Yevamos learns like Tosos. Listen to this language. He says, "V'chol shloshim yom lifnei shvius kish shvius dami." He doesn't say al shvius kish shvius. So if you want to line that Rashi up with the other Rashi, then it makes sense. But it's very difficult to do that because
you're shooting down your own shot.
Right. So I think I saw this afterwards in Tarz Ram. I looked through it quickly. He might be saying this pshat also. But it is difficult to say, to align Rashi and Yevamos with the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, because Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says, it's more likely Rashi will be consistent with what he says earlier. I mean, Rashi in the beginning of the Sefer Daf Beis says it's only a Tosefes.
What was the Lashon
and Yevamos? The Lashon and Yevamos is, Dechol shloshim lifnei shvius kish shvius dami. So in the end, in conclusion, I don't have a great answer for this. It sounds nice to say that it's Lamdis and Tali and Shvius or not, but still in the end, Rashi doesn't come out so clear, so you might just have to say for Rashi that yes, in Echnami, Rashi thinks Tosef Shvius is an Isser, it's a Kedusha B'Sni Atzmo, but still, all the halachas still apply to. You don't have to say just because Tosef Shvius is a Bifnei Atzmo, no halachas apply to it. You could still say all the halachas do carry over, even though it's viewed as a separate entity.
Kish Shvius also doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's part of Shvius.
You're right, exactly.
Say it has some in Yanim that are similar.
Right. I suppose Tosos was much stronger. He says, no, Shvius is mamish starting. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You don't have to say it to Stira in Rashi and Yevamos.
Say it to Rosh Hashiva.
That Rosh Kola.
Oh, Rosh Kola.
Okay, fine. So with that, we'll end our discussion on Tosef Shvius. And I think we'll end Shir for today also.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Shire.